The mailbox is full.
Greetings, the automatic lady, the husband, and the good news is I'm ending the week. I invested a whole lot of time, at least a week, if not more, in I simplified some things. Again, my theme is simple and consistent. So the way Shofar Nexus, if there's a problem, dare I say a bug, when it's caught, the system will shut down and restart. And but as it's shutting down, it logs a whole bunch of things, and so it logs things such that it'll show you where the bug occurred. I had a couple of issues. It wasn't right. It was overly complicated. And over the week, I simplified it radically. I also had an issue with my logging in general that I simplified radically. That was the end of last... Anyway, it was a little while ago, but it's cleaned up nicely because I want to make sure what I pass off to somebody... Oh, that's easy to understand. You know, and the thing that I find troubling in a way is that you pass it off and it's, well, that's easy. Why did it take so long? To do something complex is simple. To do something easy, simple, straightforward is very complex. It's very hard to do. And boy, it takes some time. But I believe the investment in the last week or two has now proven to be very worthwhile because I have a machine, a server, that in a particular situation, a bug would show up. And now it is very clear when, where, and so forth. And so that's taken care of. Now, the next step is to write my email to say, all right, you want to make use of this. That hopefully I'll have the mind to do that tomorrow. But either way, we had a dialogue today that I was, it was fascinating because we did read James 3:13-18. And we read it in the LSV and the ESV. The ESV is easy to read, but in the LSV, it's one sentence. But, you know, it is, who is wise and understanding among you? By his good conduct, let him show his works in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast and be false to the truth. This is not the wisdom that comes from above, but is earthly, unspiritual, demonic. For where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there will be disorder in every vile practice. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, impartial and sincere. And a harvest of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. A number of things came up. You know, the idea of, the harvest of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace, because one of the related things is the Matthew 5, blessed be the peacemakers. You know, and the issue there, which is one of the things I've been concerned about, is that it's, you know, it's not that you will receive peace, but in the same way here, by those who make peace, a harvest of righteousness is sown in peace. It's not that things will go well, but I do think the underlying implication of this is, yes, it's obedience to Christ. It is, you know, because the Matthew, I want to quote it correctly here. My circumstances are not as good as they were. I'm not quite as set up. You know that. So I still have issues. But anyway, blessed. That's the LSV. I'll read the ESV. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. It's not they will receive wonderful things, whatnot, they'll be called sons of God. So it's not kind of like, oh, well, great. Anyway, but obviously, this is a good thing, but it doesn't mean, it's like the idea, in this world you have you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Yeah, great. Christ has overcome the world. That's good news. But it didn't take away the tribulation. It's kind of like, oh, well. I think it's clear to make peace. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, impartial and sincere. It's something I want to live. I want to live practicing the wisdom from above, you know, being peaceable. But the other thing is open to reason. It's not my arrogance, but I will reason with you. Full of mercy, you know, and I think that's the kind of thing, I'm sorry you offended me, and I'm going to set that aside. I'm going to offer mercy, which helps you be open to reason. I think there's impartial and sincere. Well, because of your situation, I'm going to give you a certain set of, you know, higher standard, lower standard. No, it's impartial and sincere. I'm going to be honest with you. This is one of the things that I find so lacking in the people that I'm striving to reconcile with. So I'll continue to strive. But where there's jealousy and selfish ambition exist, they'll be just over in every vile practice. The idea of practice is pragma. You know, so I just looked that up because I found it interesting. Anyway. I'll skip it. Wow. Oh, you see. My environment is just not quite like it was. Every vile practice or every evil, evil pragma. You know, I just find that interesting because, you know, we think of being pragmatic. Well, this is, you know, evil pragma, you know, evil practices. There'll be disorder and every vile practice where there's jealousy. In other words, I feel superior to you, or selfish ambition. And I look that up because that's a... The selfish ambition idea was fascinating because you find that in numerous places, such as, let me put it in the ESV here, Romans 2:8, for those who are self-seeking, it's that selfish ambition, or 2 Corinthians 12:20, for I fear that perhaps when it come, I may find you not as I wish, but you may find me not as you wish, but perhaps there may be quarreling, jealousies, and so forth, anger, hostility, and so forth. It's in Galatians 5:20, but, you know, one of the interesting places, Philippians 1:15, some indeed preach Christ from envy and rivalry, but others from goodwill. The latter do it out of love, knowing that I am put here for the defense of the gospel. The former proclaim Christ out of selfish ambition, not sincerity, but thinking to afflict me in my imprisonment. Proclaiming Christ out of selfish ambition. I really, it is, you know, you can use a good thing for a bad purpose. And I would suggest that's what's being suggested there. And of course, one of the verses I use a lot, Philippians 2:3, do nothing out of selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourself. You know, it's either all about me, selfish ambition. No, I'm sorry. That's not the way to do these things. You know, but again, the James 3. But if you have bitter jealousies and selfish ambition in your hearts, where jealous and selfish ambition exist, the idea of saying, yes, I want to get ahead. Why? You want to get ahead in life. You want to succeed in life. Why? Is it because I want to have a more comfortable life? Or I want to have power over people? I want the esteem of men? Or I want to do things so I can love as fully as possible in obedience to Christ? That needs to be our fundamental goal, to love. And it could be because of the circumstances and the situation you're in. Love is going to mean that you need to become strong or coordinated, or you need to practice, you know, even music or things of that nature. You need to do some of these things because you're preparing yourself to do something well. You're going on a long venture, but the objective is not pride, selfish ambition, but love. You know, the idea of, because I really think that that's what happens. You end up saying, all right, I'm going to be part of the club, get a certificate, get my membership, and it'll go good for me. And people will be proud of me. That's the wrong attitude. How can I do things? How can I do things in the way the Lord has placed me in life to love well? Whether it's love immediately or to prepare to love down the road next week, next year, 20 years from now. It's been interesting because the objective is the wisdom from above. Anyway, I am pleased, and Lord willing, I'll have the Lord will grant me the wisdom and the words to write an email tomorrow saying, all right, here's what I have. I'm using it. You know, one of the other things, because I've been playing with it, because there's a whole bunch of people, you know, besides me, talking about censorship and whatnot. And I have techniques that bypass censorship. You know, tremendously. And of course, one of the things I think is important is we have a culture where you live online. I want to give you culture you can use online as a tool, but the information, the things you want, the stuff that you want to know, whether it's the scripture, whether it's a family photo, whether it's a message from a friend, you can have offline. So when the internet goes down, or because you want to do it privately, that option is available. And I have to make it simple. And the other thing that I'm working, because I've experimented with this. The good example would be yesterday when I mentioned that the war in Gaza and the end times, the video from Al Jazeera. I also gave you the links to some other videos, specifically on Zionism, the interaction with the pastor, my article about why the follower of Christ should not endorse the country of Israel. Because if you click on one of some of those links, they're all, it's, they inherently link to each other. And what's happened is, as I went along, I said, okay, here's a particular subject, and here's something else to link to it. And it kind of becomes a growing library. So when I go back to it later, it's not what somebody else has told me or I have to search again. I have all the things that I did, and it's not the way somebody else presented it, but the way I put it together. And I want to put those tools in the hands of somebody else. So when they put something together, they have those same tools. It connects to them because, yes, I connected these things in my mind earlier. I'm now reminded of them in the way I was connected to them. And of course, these various videos that you see, they're not over there. They're on my local server. Obviously, they're on online too. And that's the thing that's important, because now I can develop something, share it with others. But if I lose the online, I have my local copy, or somebody can mirror my online stuff to their local machine, and they have it when my online machine goes down or connection's gone. I think this is important. It's going to only impact a small percentage of the people, because most people, they live online. They're minions. They don't care. I want to serve and bless, because I would suggest the reason I'm doing this is because it's the wisdom from above. I'm trying to bless those people in order to even perhaps give them peace. Allow somebody, you know, again, I deal with the Zionism issue, because I want to inspire others not to get caught up in Zionism, but to get caught up in Christ. They're different. You know, again, some of the people that I referred to previously, the rabbi, Zionism is not the same as Judaism. That idea, where he talks about how years ago, the in Palestine, as it was called at the time, you know, 100 years ago, the Christian community, Jewish community, and the Islamic community would live in peace. Zionism, the political movement, is bringing war. I'm going to be a peacemaker, because I would suggest that's the wise thing to do. Anyway, I hope to have a lot of wonderful things to share Monday, that my email is out, and maybe even a response. And I know I'm playing with fire when I do this. At the same time, Friday or Monday will be a celebration of a birthday. My dad turns 104. Of course, he passed away about 15 years ago, but still, 104 years ago. Wow. My lady, my wife. Soon, George is going to have a birthday. And shortly thereafter, so will I. Can we share it together? George's and mine. My lady, my wife, I love you. And I ask for you back.